This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Middle of the fourth, it's Royals 3, the Guardians, formerly Indians, 1.
Well, that was quick.
Man, I stepped away to go to the restroom for just a minute. I come back, it was 3-0.
Scored faster than you could hit that buzzer.
Miss a lot.
By the way, speaking of baseball, Major League Baseball's tryout of the challenge system, utilizing automatic ball strike technology, resulted in 52.2% of the calls being overturned. More than half. The Hawkeye technology that fuels the ABS zone was available in 13 ballparks and for 288 Cactus and Grapefruit League games played this spring, resulting in an average of 4.1 challenges per game. The challenge system was largely lauded by players, managers, and fans, perhaps most notably because the impact on the gameplay was minimal.
Yeah.
The feedback, blah, blah, blah. Delays caused by challenges averaged 13.8 seconds. I think they're not allowed to go over 15, if memory serves me right.
I think the biggest complaint there would be if it slows down the game, especially since they've made a number of changes specifically to speed up the game. And we see it in football now where they have to review every stinking play.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought the players would hate it. I'm surprised that the players have said, we like it.
By the way, it was catchers. Because only the batter, the pitcher, or a catcher can challenge a play. Managers cannot.
Nope.
Obviously, the umpire cannot because he made the call. It was catchers who were the most successful.
What if the catcher and the batter both stand up and try to fight it at the same time? No, it wasn't. Yes, it was.
I believe you have to call for the challenge within, is it 2 seconds?
It's 2 or 3 seconds. It has to be right away.
And then do you lose something if you're wrong?
You get 2 challenges per game.
Okay.
If you're wrong on both, you have 0 challenges. If you are right, you keep your challenge.
It's kind of like the timeouts with the challenge rule in the NFL.
So, yeah, I mean, you could have countless challenges as long as you're always right.
And it would make sense that the catcher would be the most accurate on that because they've got the strike zone in front of their face. The batter would be kind of tough. The pitcher always thinks they're right.
The odds makers are out with their predictions for the 2025 Royals season. For wins, the over-under is 83.5.
Ooh. Ooh. Should be higher than that.
500.
Yeah, barely 500.
Barely 500.
Let's go higher than that.
Yeah. That would not be good enough to get into the playoffs. Now, I don't understand the plus and minus stuff. Do you understand that when it comes to gambling?
Plus is bad. Minus is, it's good if you want to make money, but they're saying the odds are pretty low.
So to make the playoffs, it's a yes plus 100.
That is.
And 10, 110. And a no, not making the playoffs, a negative 130.
So they are assuming
that
we are not going to make the playoffs. You will make $1.10 on every dollar that you bet.
Yep.
Saying that we will make the playoffs.
It's opening day. Let's simmer down.
To win the World Series, they're a plus 4,000.
That is an almost certain no.
Bobby Witt Jr. to win the AL MVP, that's a plus 450.
Okay.
And for Cole Reagans to win the AL Cy Young, it's a plus 1,000. Okay. Radio, and we're proof, is not dead. In fact, more young people are tuning into radio.
Yeah.
It is going up. It says here, Gen Z loves making old things new again, ditching iPhones for the flip phone, bringing back digital cameras. Some are even going back to corded landline phones. More than 50 million people are listening to the radio every week as of 2024, the highest listening numbers in 2 decades, and many of them are Zoomers. Statistics from Nielsen revealed that, this is, by the way, from the New York Post, revealed that 78% of Gen Z listens to over-the-air radio. Mm-hmm. And radio is more popular with Gen Z than television could even imagine.
Oh, most certainly.
In fact, the average Zoomer watches only 20 minutes of TV a day. Now,
they're
watching YouTube.
They're watching more content than we ever did. They're just not watching it on the old box in the house.
I don't even buy that the average Gen Zer is watching 20 minutes of regular old TV a day. I can't remember. Now, granted, it's up here in the newsroom, but like sitting at home, I can't tell you the last time that I watched a regular TV channel.
Yeah, just averages. It's like a bell curve, you know.
It says here, the radio revival comes as Gen Z is also moving away from streaming and buying more vinyl records and cassette tapes. I had a trash can filled with cassette tapes, probably 700. And when I moved out to Western Shawnee, I just parked it. I kept the ones that meant something to me. They came from certain people, like my brother or whatever. But I must have put 700 cassettes on the corner.
What you should have done is set up on the corner and with a sign, you know, to sell cassettes.
I should have.
To passing Gen Zers.
10 cents each.
You already had the big wool coat for it.
Hey, kid.
I moved in the summer, Sam.
We were actually talking. We were actually talking about the street side child raise some money lemonade stand thing the other day because we came across a kiddo, maybe he's probably 11 years old, 10 years old, and he was hustling. He was an entrepreneur.
Good.
And he had bags of sorted golf balls. And my son and I drive up and we're like, hey, buddy, like, yeah, what's going on? You selling some golf balls here? And like, he's out there doing the deal. He is making a living with balls that he's found in the woods or wherever. And so, you know, Jack's so sweet. He said, okay, well, I'll take three. And, you know, how much are they? And the kid goes, $5.
$5 a ball?
$5 for three.
Oh.
And it was so cute. Jack goes, you know what, buddy? I'm going to give you $10 and we'll pick out six of them. It was darling. So we drive away and we're laughing. I'm like, that kid is hustling. Those are inflation prices, right? Those are egg prices. And we're driving away. And I said to him, do you remember when your sisters, they were, I don't know, 4 and 6 years old, stood outside on a hot summer day and they took our recycling bin, which you know what the bottom of a recycling bin looks like? It's disgusting. It has mold in it. It's got, you know, this is the recycling bin that I would throw like old wine in. Like wine bottles, right?
Okay.
They threw Costco granola bars in there that they just pilfered from the pantry in the bottom of this disgusting blue bin.
Yeah.
And then rocks. And the people coming by could either buy a rock. they were being dead serious. They could buy a rock or a granola bar. And I come home from work and those kids are out there just beaming. And they're like, we haven't really had anyone come by. One jogger came by, but he didn't have his wallet.
They were selling rocks.
Rocks. Well, they were very lovely smooth stones and granola bars. And I'm telling you, outside of the lemonade stand, has this gone away?
No, not necessarily. I will always stop for a lemonade stand. I don't even like lemonade, so I tell them to keep the lemonade and I always give them a buck.
Right.
Or a couple
give
bucks.
Give them a dollar. But what if they said to you, it's $10? Have you ever had that?
Well, no, I haven't.
It'll be $28.
Man, inflation was more than I thought this year.
It was so cute. And so I hope now that better weather is here, when you see a kid out selling rocks or golf balls or lemonade or granola bars in a disgusting recycling bin, that you know what? You give them a dollar.
Well, and location is everything. I mean, it has to be a pretty heavily traveled thoroughfare, but it can't be like a Warnell or 103rd Street because
right.
people aren't going to stop in the 45-mile-an-hour zone. So
clearly,
you know, you got to find the right spot.
So we did get fair warning a couple of years ago that one of the neighbor kids was going to be swinging by and ringing the doorbell. And it was her mom that told us, right? We were outside and she said, hey, so-and-so is going to swing by and she's going to ring the doorbell for you guys. Just, you know, open the door if you would. Humor her. Thank you. And so we go back inside and about 5 minutes later, the doorbell rings. And I open it up and I go, well, hello. And there she is with a little black top hat and a cape. And she said, would you like a magic show? I swear to God.
That's random.
I swear to God. And I go, I would like a magic show. And she didn't ask for any money, but we did tip her, I think, like $5 or something, you know. And it was... it was some coin, hide the coin hand trick or something. And I mean, it was so obvious.
$10 what, and it you'll was, get your watch back.
I mean, yeah, right. And it was so obvious where the coin was. But, you know, of course, I played along. I mean, she's like 6 or 7 years old. And I'm like,
it's a game.
Like trying not to laugh.
Yeah. And I'm like, where is it? And, she, and then she goes, poof, here it is. I go, well, that's worth $5. 913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
Did she ever cash that check?
She did. Tony, I think these readers from CVS are killing my vision. Swear to God. I'm going to sue CVS. Oh, we'll get to that one in just a little bit. Top 10 signs you need a vacation. You do not want to soft launch your relationship.
No soft launch.
You do not.
You just barrel right out with it.
Social media addicts who cannot help but tease a blossoming relationship to their followers, a move that is called a soft launch.
Soft launch.
In online circles could wind up tanking their chances at love, according to experts.
Okay.
You've seen it before, an Instagram post showing a mysterious hand at dinner. Or two wine glasses at a bar, subtle signals that the poster is now off the market. These mysterious moves may seem safe, but relationship whizzes warn that rushing or even hinting too soon about a new boyfriend or girlfriend can derail your bond's natural course. It could even breed distrust, according to an assistant professor of psychiatry at Harvard, Dr. Nad Carney. As Dr. Nad Carney recently told the Daily Mail, soft launching effectively means gauging the world's perceptions of your relationship before you've had a chance to be explicit about its true nature.
Are you Travis and Taylor? If you're not, you're not that important. No one cares on social who you're dating.
By the way, have you seen the phony Facebook page that's going around? It's, at least it's on my feed, that Travis and Taylor...
It's clickbait.
I know. But what do they get for it?
It'll say something stupid like... you won't believe what Travis said to Taylor. And I'm like, are there people out there that click on that?
Clearly.
You get a certain number of clicks, you get paid.
It drives me crazy.
I mean, it's obviously AI generated, but it looks like Travis and Taylor are getting married. And there's a picture of Travis, Taylor, and Patrick at their wedding.
I told you there was clickbait over the Mahomes new baby. Like 2 weeks before she gave birth, you won't believe what the Mahomes' new baby looks like. And I go, she's still pregnant. Do you have her in utero photo?
So that's but all they're doing is trying to get you to
click
for money?
On the lie. They click on the lie.
Okay.
And then they're making money. If a million people click on that, they're somehow getting paid.
You do get paid like per 100,000 views, per million views. Yeah.
Well,
and the more
frequently
you post.
Yeah, but it... I mean, I cannot imagine being a slave to that in a way that I'm just not willing to do.
There are people who will have 5, 6, 7, 8 accounts. Everything they post is AI generated. It takes them maybe an hour and a half to schedule all the posts that they're going to put out throughout the day. And they make good money.
Well, there's this one because Facebook Reels has got my algorithm figured out to a T. And there's this one couple, and I've showed you their videos, where they, and they're just they're a fun-loving couple, but they hang little shaving cream and water balloons up on the ceiling, and then one of them walks out, and it's motion-triggered, and it just swings down and slaps them in the face, and they're covered in shaving cream
and
water.
It's wholesome.
Very funny, yeah. Now, I watch them, and I'm convinced he's a police officer, but probably not for long. Because they have a million followers. He goes by the nickname J-Lo. And her name is Lindy, I think. And they're fun. They're fun to watch, and it makes me laugh.
If you know how to work the algorithm, I mean, that's how influencers become influencers. You try your hand at it. You figure out the algorithm. You start getting clicks, and you keep posting.
Well, I want to figure out the algorithm.
Well, do it. First, you have to turn the computer on.
Oh. Quiet, Dan. New York Post, at least 6 people were killed, another 9 injured, 6 critically, after a tourist submarine sank off the coast of Egypt.
A tourist
submarine.
Submarine.
Yes. 29 of the roughly 40 passengers on board were rescued, many of them taken to local hospitals.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. They were all Russian citizens, according to the embassy.
Would you get on a submarine?
I did one time in Cancun. I'll never do it again. It was, you know, we're supposed to see all these exotic, beautiful fish in the Caribbean. We get in this submarine, and I think, you know, it basically just hovered right at the water's surface.
Yeah.
But you were completely submerged, and I think I saw 4 fish.
That's what bottomless boats are for. So then you're still up, but there's a glass bottom on the right. Bottom. You can look down.
That's what it should. That's what I was preferring. But no, we were in a little bitty submarine. It had little little pier holes on the side.
No way would I do that.
You ever heard of snorkeling?
Right.
Take 0 training.
Yeah.
Costs like $50.
They just
bucks.
Throw you out there.
Yeah. Here's some fins. And don't touch anything.
We did snorkel in Turks and Caicos, and it was worth every penny.
If you can get it on a calm day. The 2 or 3 times I've tried to try, it was just windy. The waves were whoom, whoom. So yeah. you couldn't really see much. But I, you're right, Sam. I would snorkel. I'm not a scuba person, and I sure as hell am not a submarine person.
I've snorkeled 3 times at Catalina Island, and yeah, I went to the same bay to snorkel 2 more times because it was that awesome.
Because you saw a lot of fish?
Yeah.
Good.
And Turks and Caicos the same way. I remember the first day we were there, a little ray.
Yeah, stingray.
Stingray. Swam by, and the water in Turks is so clear you can see forever. And then they'll take you out on a boat, give you a snorkel, basically push you off.
Yeah.
And then you go. The worst, like, beach vacation touristy thing I've ever done, and this was, gosh, it was years ago, back when I was dating Mel, and we went down to Cancun. We did a Pirates of the Caribbean themed dinner.
Oh, God.
And it was on it was on a big fake pirate ship.
Uh-huh.
And the deck had all the tables and chairs and everything. And you sat down, and all these people who were dressed up like pirates with hooks for hands, and one guy had a fake wooden leg. They come out, and they're your waiters, and they serve you dinner. And it was awful.
Yeah.
Dreadful.
And you paid for that experience.
We paid handsomely for that experience.
And then after dinner, they say, here's the bill. Give me the booty.
Yes.
All right.
Give me the booty.
All right.
By the way, the submarine that went down in Egypt's Red Sea, that vessel can descend 82 feet deep into the sea and offers stunning views of coral reefs and marine life. The sub had been in operation for several years, with the company boasting of owning 2 of the 14 recreational submarines in the world. Well, 6 people are now dead. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Story is mildly concerning. By the way, the Royals have lost their lead. They're now trailing the Guardians 4-3. Sam, did you see what inning we're in?
6.
6, okay. So the Guardians are batting, so the top of the 6th. Story here from NBC News. Measles vaccination rates for young children may be far lower than publicly reported, a troubling development that could mean the United States is closer than expected to losing its elimination status for the extremely contagious disease. Researchers now think that the vaccination rate for measles in the U.S. might be as low as 71%. Which would be light years away from where it would need to be for herd immunity.
You know what we should do is bring back smallpox while we're at it. Like, what else could we throw in there for good measure?
The plague?
Polio, definitely.
Ooh, polio, yeah.
A good one.
Yeah. Says here, the agency, which agency? The CDC estimates that 92.7% of kindergartners have had 2 doses of the MMR vaccine. Dr. Brian Klista says that is not high enough. It needs to be at least 95%, but there are some experts who think that it may be as low as 71.8%. And that's just for 1 dose of the MMR vaccine. By the way, the numbers in Kansas have gone up to 23. I think Dan reported that yesterday on the news.
Yep.
CBS News, Kansas health officials have confirmed 23 measles cases marking an outbreak for the state as infections in at least 17 states have led to the most cases in the U.S. in a single year since 2019. As Dan mentioned yesterday in the news, the Kansas outbreak is mostly in six southwest counties. The majority of the cases, 20 of them, 20 of the 23, are individuals who were not vaccinated against the infection. Many of them are school-age kids. And one in five unvaccinated people who get measles will end up in the hospital.
I got an email from our friends at the University of Kansas Health Center about it today, and they said, you know, do you want to talk about it? There's some new numbers in. We're seeing a lot of, you know, children. I don't know how you fix this, Scott.
Education.
Not working.
Clearly.
It's literally not working.
Well, you know, part of the problem is, quite frankly, and I don't think it leads to autism or Asperger's or anything like that, is that people will – the internet – maybe one of the greatest inventions and one of the worst inventions at the same time, because what it's allowed us to do as people is go online and find things that basically affirm our already held position, right? So I heard once that, you know, getting the MMR vaccine might lead to my kids getting autism. And then what you do is you search out basically websites that only confirm your preconceived notion. And that's what makes it, I would argue, so dangerous. You know, it goes back to the old adage. I'm not going to say who it was, but, you know, I used to get calls from this person. Did you hear? And I would have to tell this person all the time, just because it's on the internet.
Does not make it true.
Doesn't make it true. I mean, I would bet a large majority of the stuff on the internet is just garbage.
It's clickbait.
Yeah.
It's just back to what we were talking about earlier.
Well, now they've figured out a way to make money out of it. Yeah. 7 in 10 Americans say they are already in vacation mode 3 days before they ever depart. According to a new survey that analyzed 2,000 Americans and their vacation habits, more than half, 59% of Americans are already mentally O-O-O, out of office, before they write off their last email.
O-O-O.
Yep. The survey found that 47% of employed respondents said they struggle to focus at work in the days leading up to their vacation. Another 75% of workers say that they've experienced mental fog at work very recently. Hmm. Who does that sound like?
Right now.
You doing all right?
All right. Yeah.
You want to talk to the doctor? I'm here.
Do a little DMVMD.
What's going on in there?
It is back. Sam, it's back. It's bad, and it's back.
You had a big old meal, and did you not eat it?
I did. I didn't eat all of it. I had half of a potato should fix me.
No, you need to eat the steak.
Oh, okay.
Protein.
Is that the only meal you've had all day?
Yes.
Is half a potato? We have talked about this.
I
am not going to be your mother.
I know.
But Dana,
I know.
Right. Dana, Leanne, whatever your last name is.
I'm sitting here now, and I'm eating cranberries, but I feel like it's too late. Like, I've done it. I'm over the edge. It is coming. My fingers are tingling. I
eat
feel
the
sick.
Steak to drink 2 glasses of water. You'll feel better by 5 o'clock. I guarantee it.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm doing it.
But you have to drink 2 glasses of water.
Ugh. All right.
Look at you.
Those are from yesterday.
By the way,
I had a huge thing of water today. Huge before I came in. Like a big one. I promise you I did.
What you're feeling right now, you ate carbohydrates with nothing else in your system. So you had a glucose spike,
right?
Your body burned it all off, and now you're in the post-glucose spike fatigue.
Yep.
All right, I'll eat the steak.
It will regulate it. Protein is good.
Fine.
Eat protein.
You don't listen to us. We're not. The two of us are not as dumb as we look.
Well, I mean, I am, but.
All good.
Okay. The survey, which also revealed the top 5 signs respondents said signaled to them that they desperately needed a vacation. Care to guess what any of them might be?
Illness.
No.
Anxiety.
Kind of, sort of. I'll get to that in a minute.
Like overloaded, like overworked.
Feeling burnt out.
Yes.
Number one.
Yep.
Yep. Catching themselves daydreaming about a trip. Number two. Getting easily irritated with others. That was number 3.
Huh. It happens.
Only eating half a potato was number 4.
Uh-huh.
And so was feeling fatigued, no matter how much sleep they got. and having low energy even on the weekends.
That's a big one. If you are tired on the weekends, it's time for a trip.
Says here, the results also detailed that being mentally checked out too soon or being so burnt out that you need the vacation can lead to lapses. People likely to forget when packing. Okay, here we go. What are the top five things when people are headed for a vacation if they are totally burnt out?
Yep.
I need this vacation like nothing ever before. The top five things that they will forget to pack.
Passport.
No.
I don't know, like swimsuit, like normal things?
Underwear.
No. Golly, no. None of them. The number one thing they forget to pack is a phone charger.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, you're going to unplug. You don't care.
Number two, toothbrush and toothpaste.
You really don't care.
Number four, I guess, because toothpaste was number three. Number four was headphones and earbuds.
Yep.
Who are these people?
And number five, sunglasses.
I hate it when I forget the earbuds because they know at the airport that that is one of the most oft forgotten things on a trip. And do you know what they charge you in that little machine to buy earbuds?
I do love how they now have a vending machine for
that,
though.
But they are expensive.
Typical, like, $50, $60 earbuds are going to be $300.
Well,
the price of convenience, baby.
Go down to Mexico and forget something like suntan lotion. When we went down to Mexico last time, we both lost our sunglasses on day one.
Anything in the gift shop.
They will take you to town.
Yep.
That's why you leave the resort, go in town, risk being killed by a cartel, and get some for a buck.
I mean,
totally worth it.
And then I got sunburned near the end of the trip, and I wanted to get some aloe vera, and it was, I'm trying to remember the price. I want to say it was like north of $15 for a bottle of aloe vera.
Yeah.
$15?
How bad's that sun burning you?
It's burning. It's burning real good. All right, when we get back, we are going to play mixtape. And so we need some judges. If you are willing to be a judge, we need three judges and then three alternates in case somebody drops off. The phone number is 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. You have the cards. Can you hand them to me real quick if you don't mind? Or just read them off yourself?
They are, number one, what is the song that goes with your most memorable music video when you were growing up, when you were little?
That's a good one.
Number two, what song most reminds you of your significant other? I have a tie. Can I have two?
No.
And number three, the theme song to the sitcom that would be based on your life.
All right. That's a good one. We need three judges, 913-586-7798. Mixtape, when we return, here on Dana and Parks. All right, it is time for mixtape on this Dana and Parks game day because we concede the ratings to the sports station down the hall because it's Royals opening day. By the way, the Royals are trailing the Guardians by a score of 4-3 in the top of the seventh. So we know some of you are still out there, and you get to be the judges on mixtape. Tristan, hello.
Oh, what's up? I'm looking forward to this.
All right, are you ready to be a judge?
Yes, I am.
Here is category number one. And the category is, what is the song that goes with your most memorable childhood music video? Okay?
Okay.
All right, here is song number one.
You don't even need to play it.
Okay.
I can see that video in my head.
Clearly that was Take On Me by A-ha, okay?
Uh-huh.
Here is Tristan, song number two.
Oh.
All right. Thriller. Thriller by Michael Jackson. Here is song number three. I mean, those are some great songs from the 80s right there, Tristan. Is it going to be A-ha's Take on Me, Thriller by Michael Jackson, or Let's Go Crazy by Prince?
Only because it was the first music video I illegally downloaded off the internet. It's going to be Take on Me by A-ha.
Oh!
Tristan? I thank you.
That was Scott's choice. And they're really, if you're a child of the 80s, it really is the number one choice.
Groundbreaking.
Over Thriller?
Yeah. Well, Sam, for us, when we grew up, you had to wait for the videos on this thing called music television. It was called MTV.
They had these things called VJs.
And at the beginning of Let's Go Crazy, you would know he was coming down some grated stairs, like stairs made out of metal. Yeah. And you would hear his boots on the metal. And that's how you would know, oh my gosh, turn it up. This is Prince's Let's Go Crazy.
Well, that was a great round. That could have gone for anybody. Shelly in Kansas City, are you ready to be a judge? Hello?
I'm ready.
All right. Here is your category. Your category is what song most reminds you of your spouse, girlfriend, or boyfriend? Okay?
Okay.
So we got some romance in the air. Here is song number one. All right, that's Randy Travis right there. You know that one. Forever and Ever, AMN.
Yes,
that's a great song. Great song.
It.
Here is song number two. All right, that is Lionel Richie's Stuck on You, okay? And Shelley, here is song number three. All right, you got a tough pick here. Is it going to be Randy Travis, Forever and Ever, Amen? Lionel Richie's Stuck on You, or Conway Twitty with I'd Love to Lay You Down?
Forever and Ever, Amen.
Forever and Ever.
That's good.
All right, Shelley, on behalf of Sam Stevie III, he says thank you.
Thanks, Shelley.
Angela in Kansas City, are you ready to be a judge?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Good, because there was only one winner that last round, and I think we all know it was I'd Love to Lay You Down.
All right. The category is the theme song to the sitcom they're going to make on your life. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Here is song number one. Okay, all right. It's the Go-Go's Vacation. All right?
Okay.
All right, here is song number two. Okay, that's a good one. That is a good one. All right, and here is, Angela, if you're ready, song number three. Okay, I think you can probably figure out whose song is whose. We have the theme to the sitcom based on your life Vacation by the Go-Go's, Crazy by Gnarls Barkley, and Ain't Living Long Like This by Waylon Jennings.
I'm going to have to go with Waylon.
Okay, I'm 0 for 3.
Well, I will gladly claim my crown on that one.
I don't think you're in that one.
What are you talking? Ain't living the way I've lived my life. Ain't living long. What are you going to file an appeal?
It's time for news.
Okay. News with Dan Weinbaum is coming your way in about 2 minutes here on Game Day on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.